Hi, everyone. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 95. I'm Brian Peters, and this week we have a brand new case study on tap for you featuring none other than yours truly, the team here at Buffer. We partnered up with Brian Dean of Backlinko to create a massive step-by-step case study on how you can grow your brand's YouTube channel in a big way, starting right now.
Today, you're going to learn the exact steps we took to grow the Buffer YouTube channel by 59% in just a few short months. And the best part is, we didn't need to publish 1,000 videos to do that, because no one has time for that. In fact, most of our growth came from just 5 videos.
Ah, Brian Dean is such a wizard. Let's kick off the show. Since this is the science of social media, we got to start out with a few fun facts for you today about why YouTube should be on your radar as a marketer, brand, or business. The first YouTube video was uploaded on April 23rd, 2005, and just over a year later, in October of 2006, it was announced that Google would purchase YouTube for a whopping $1.65 billion. A deal, if you ask me.
I mean, based on how it's been going for YouTube, I mean, Google pretty much stole it.
They stole it.
And get this, YouTube is the world's second largest search engine and the third most visited site after Google and Facebook. So we as viewers watch over 1 billion hours of YouTube videos a day, which is more than Netflix and Facebook video combined.
And it's not just the sheer number of users that blows my mind, it's where we're headed. According to Brandwatch, by 2025, half of viewers under 32 will not subscribe to a pay TV service. Instead, they'll use networks like YouTube, Netflix, and Facebook to binge their favorite shows. And the time people spend watching YouTube on their TV has actually more than doubled in the last year, with more than half of those views coming from mobile devices.
Despite all this, only 9% of U.S. small businesses are using YouTube as a marketing channel, meaning that 91% of small businesses are missing out on an audience of over 1.5 billion. It's time to change that, if you ask us.
Absolutely. It doesn't take a team of videographers or a highly sophisticated editing program to make good videos. It just takes the right strategy and the right approach, and plus a little bit of luck.
On paper, we were doing everything right. We published videos on a consistent basis, just like the experts recommended. Our videos were short and to the point. We shared our videos on Facebook and Twitter and via email, but none of that worked.
Seriously, nothing worked. It got to the point where we were about to give up on YouTube completely, but we decided to give it one last try, and so we called up Brian Dean of Backlinko. For those who don't know who Brian Dean is, he's pretty much a legend in the SEO world. Highly recommend checking out all of his work. He's also a YouTube wizard, 125,000 subscribers and more than 2.5 million video views.
Since implementing Brian Dean's advice, our subscriber growth increased by 59%. Our monthly views shot up by 35% and our video watch time increased by 61%. Needless to say, YouTube is now a central part of our social media marketing strategy.
So, what's the secret weapon, you might ask? YouTube SEO. Like we mentioned before, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. But before we talked to Brian, we weren't treating it that way. We were treating it like every other social media network.
That was the fatal error in our strategy. The biggest mental shift we made with our YouTube strategy was to stop looking at YouTube as a social media site. Instead, we started treating YouTube like the search engine that it is. I mean, it is owned by Google.
Exactamente, Haley. All right, so let's get into some strategies here. First, you have to find untapped video keywords. When it comes to YouTube marketing, keywords are everything. And when we first started posting to YouTube, we were sort of just creating what we thought would work. Zero research on keywords. I mean, the videos were helpful and relevant and all, but they just weren't optimized for topics that people were actually searching for.
Yeah. And if you look at the results from our original videos, we were getting 400 or 500 views on each, which, I mean, like, that was okay. But contrasting that to some of our videos today that have 10, 12, 15,000 views, that's just no comparison anymore. So first, You have to brainstorm a list of what Brian Dean calls seed keywords. Seed keywords are a term that describes super broad topics. For example, we searched for keywords like social media, LinkedIn marketing, Facebook page, which is super broad, and content marketing. Like, you just can't get more broad than that.
Right. So let's say you run a fitness site. Your seed keyword list might look like fat loss or kettlebell workout, paleo diet, or, you know, cardio workout. It's that easy. And at this point, you haven't done anything but get a list of keywords going. Lots of times, these aren't even keywords you're going to use because they're way too competitive.
Exactly. And this is where it gets really fun. After you have a list of keywords, you start to enter them into the YouTube search bar on YouTube itself. And that's going to help you turn your keyword list into dozens of long tail keywords. So you might be asking how, and that is through YouTube's super powerful suggest feature.
Yeah, and everyone has experienced the suggest feature in one way or another. You just may not know it. Similar to Google, when you start to type in your keyword into the search bar, YouTube begins to suggest the most popular keywords around what you're typing. So these are actual terms that people search for most on YouTube.
So let's say that your seed keyword is social media, and that was one of ours. Well, you'd type social media into YouTube search, and you'll automatically have 10 or so long tail keywords. For us, the keyword social media turned into things like social media marketing and social media trends and social media for businesses. Highly targeted and not overly competitive, which was perfect.
Is it weird that I love nerding out about searching for keywords on YouTube? It's like one of my favorite pastimes.
You know, this doesn't surprise me.
So cool. So once you have a list of your long tail keywords based on your seed keywords, it's time to start making videos, right? Not quite yet, my friend. There's one more thing you have to do, and that thing is competitive analysis. Bam, sounds so official.
It does sound very official. So just like with Google, you want to optimize your videos around keywords that are A, getting lots of searches, and then B, are not super competitive. And this sounds kind of magical. So the way that we might be able to find these magical keywords is that we use a great Chrome extension called TubeBuddy, TubeBuddy.
Let's just take a quick moment to give a shout out to the TubeBuddy team. I'm sure they already know this, but it is really like one of my favorite tools. It's incredible, a game changer for our YouTube channel, and we literally can't recommend it enough. Anyways, TubeBuddy shows you real-time video stats for each keyword right in the search results. That way you can analyze all of your keywords for volume, potential, competition, etc. before you ever start creating your videos, which will save you so much time and effort in the long run.
Now for the really fun part, creating your YouTube videos.
Yes.
Yeah, finally. Besides the whole keyword thing, the other big mistake that we were making with our YouTube strategy was not optimizing our videos for watch time. YouTube's number one goal is to keep people on their website, which, you know, you may have guessed. And one of the biggest factors that YouTube uses to rank videos in search is how long people spend watching your videos. So in other words, you have to create videos that keep people around, which seems simple enough.
Yeah, so there really are only five things that we did to increase watch time. First, we simply made our videos longer. No matter what some experts might say or what you might read on some blogs, we find that longer videos just perform better on YouTube. Again, you know, that's not true for Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, but YouTube is an entirely different platform. Today, our videos are anywhere between 6 and 15 minutes, so not too long, but long enough to pack as much value as we can into every single video.
The second thing that we did was cut the fluff from our intros. The first 10 to 15 seconds is critical to your audience viewing retention. And if you waste that time, you will lose viewers. So we cut the extra information, we moved to a short intro, and we got right into the video.
Gotta cut the fluff.
The third thing that we did was we began to incorporate what Brian Dean calls pattern interrupts into our videos. So you purposefully interrupt the normal flow of your video to mix it up and just keep people on their toes.
Exactly. And pattern interrupts can be anything from B-roll to changing backgrounds, adding graphics or animations, or even sound effects and different camera angles. In our first YouTube videos, it was super static. It was basically me talking the whole time directly into the camera, no change, graphics, or anything at all. Flash forward to our recent videos and pattern interrupts galore.
Wow, what a good solution there. And these changes helped us push our average view duration up to a very solid 2 minutes and 11 seconds. But there are still two more things that you can do. So number four is that we began to actually script every line.
Yep.
And this is a big one. Unless you're one of those people that can like speech flow perfectly, you probably need to script out your videos or at least follow a detailed outline.
Yeah. Did you just make up the word speech flow? Is that a thing?
I think it's a thing. Let's go with it.
Yeah. Can you speech flow perfectly?
Yeah, you can speech flow. I speech flow real good.
I have a speech flow real good. You know, and I guess the opposite of speech flow would be rambling, which is what I tended to do in our original videos. But essentially, you know, scripting out everything is cutting the fluff right to the point. So it helps. It helps me stay on point, focused, and only say things that are actually relevant to the keyword topic and the video. So what I do is I just jot down a quick outline in Dropbox paper and I work from that. It's a little bit more work up front, but it really does make the video so much more useful.
Absolutely. And the last one here is we looked outside of our own YouTube channel bubble and started analyzing what worked for other videos. So we started watching the videos that ranked in the top three for our target keyword. For example, when you search social media marketing on YouTube, you get a list of top ranked videos. We started examining their view count, title, description, how long it was, what thumbnail they used, what they talked about. We're getting really like stalkerish with these videos.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was like we were, yeah, like it was like stalkers. We were YouTube scholars at the point.
And scholars is nicer. Let's go with scholars.
Okay. Yes. YouTube scholars, if you will. And like right now, I could tell you exactly what the top three videos for a certain keyword are, what they have in common, what makes their videos successful. You know, I probably can't do it on the spot right now, but if you ask me, like, what's the top three videos for social media? I got you. That's the point you want to get to in your YouTube strategy. Expert, or Haley, as you like to say, ninja level.
Oh, I like ninja level. Yep. All right. So a few final thoughts before we let you all go. First is that your video thumbnail is incredibly important. Focus on creating a thumbnail that pops, make it customized, make it unique, and stay consistent with your brand in every one of your thumbnails.
Second, don't underestimate the power of your YouTube video title, description, and tags. Each of those are crucial in getting your videos to rank. Use the long tail keyword prominently in your title and use it several times in your description. Like, pretend you're writing an SEO optimized blog post.
Lastly, just like with other social channels, it's crucial to get views and comments on your videos. So encourage people to like, share, and comment in your videos, and make sure to have a video promotion plan in place. Share it to social, send an email, embed it in a blog post, whatever you have to do to get views to that video.
If you follow everything we talked about today step by step, we promise that you will start to see some incredible results with your YouTube channel. Thank you so much for liking, commenting, and subscribing to our show today. As always, feel free to reach out anytime using the hashtag Buffer Podcast or shoot us an email to hello@buffer.com. We appreciate your reviews on iTunes as well. Thank you to you all. We are now up to more than 116 since the last time we talked. Much appreciated. Reviews are what helps keep us on our toes and our show to grow.
And to all of our future YouTube stars out there, don't forget about us here on The Science of Social Media on your way to becoming a celebrity. Over the next few weeks, we'll be covering lots of great stuff in the social world, including the latest and greatest from your favorite social networks, social media marketing for small businesses, and lots, lots more.
With that, we hope you have a great week ahead, and we will catch you next Monday.